I didn't expect this audience today, and thank you. Well, thank you. And well, I didn't prepare myself to give this talk in English, or I don't know if you prefer I do it in Spanish, or if you will understand that in Spanish. But okay, well, I will try to do it in English, just for yourself and my wife over here. And well, my name is Jose Ernesto Dávila. And I've been collaborating with the Ubuntu project for about 5 years. And we started the Ubuntu local team in Nicaragua here. I'm one of the first members of the local team. And I have been collaborating in packaging with Ubuntu for about 1.5 years. And I found myself in the need to submit some fixes and bug fixes to Debian, and that's why I'm giving this talk today. Okay, I have a quote from Mark Shuttleworth, and the founder of the Ubuntu project and a Debian developer, and he said once that every Debian developer is an Ubuntu developer, because the best way to improve Ubuntu or collaborate with Ubuntu is to collaborate with Debian. And I have read a couple of blog spots from some Debian developers, and one of them is Rafael Herzog, and who have joined the Ubuntu community. Even though he expresses himself that all the technical improvements he does will be to Debian, and he was accepted as an Ubuntu developer, and everything is going fine, and he has a very nice blog post in where he explains what he did. And well, the content of my talk is about three subjects. And one of them is the relationship between Ubuntu and Debian, and then how can you collaborate with Debian from Ubuntu. And then we have some time for questions. Okay, so let's see how is the relationship within Ubuntu and Debian. Well, Debian, it's the rocks where Ubuntu sits, and Debian, it's a rock-solid operating system, and there are a lot of contributors that are volunteers. They don't receive a salary, they don't have a payment for collaborating with Debian, and Debian is well known for his strong commitment with the free software philosophy. And Debian free software guidelines, it's well known around all the free software communities. And Ubuntu is an operating system based on Debian. It imports most of its packages from Debian at the beginning of its release cycle. And Ubuntu has predictables and frequent releases. We have a release every 6 months, and every 2 years we have a long-term support release. And a difference with Debian, Ubuntu receives the collaboration, the support from a company called Canonical, which offers corporate support for the distribution. And well, another difference between Ubuntu and Debian is in Ubuntu there are some a team of developers called the Ubuntu core developers who works 24/7 for Ubuntu, they get paid for that. But not all the developers are paid. They have some volunteers, call it the Master of the Universe, and or Motu for short. And well, how can we contribute to Debian from Ubuntu? Well, at first you can forward bug reports and patches that fixes bugs from Ubuntu to Debian, and you have to be sure and check, double check that the bug or fix applies to Debian. And all this stuff you have to do it by email. The Debian bug tracking systems works from a series of comments you have to type in the content of your email, and that sometimes is not that friendly. Especially, well, I have myself found reading the manuals every time I have to fill a new bug, and well, for new people and not well experienced in this topic, this can be a little tricky. But well, to make this more friendly for the developers, Ubuntu created a package called the Ubuntu DevTools, where you have a series of scripts that help you interact with the Debian bug tracking system, and you can forward patches or to the BTS if the packages are ready in Debian. Because sometimes you have packages that exist in Ubuntu, but they are not in Debian. So if the package is in Debian, you can use the submit to Debian script to forward all the modifications you do to a Debian package to the Debian BTS. So that is what this script does. And you have a couple of things to keep in mind when you are forwarding bug reports to Debian, and you always have to mention that you are testing this fix or you found this bug in Ubuntu, and you have to double check, as I said before, that the fix or the bug applies to Debian. And we have some obligatory reading for this, and how to report bugs effectively. And there's the link where you can read that. And well, another way to improve Ubuntu from Debian is to upload new packages to Debian. And this is the general rule now in the Ubuntu community. Every time you say, hey, I have a new package and I want to upload it to Ubuntu, the developer says, okay, upload it to Debian, and we will sync this to Ubuntu the next release cycle. And as I said, the new packages, once accepted in Debian, once they are in the Debian archives, you have the Ubuntu gets the packages automatically at the beginning of the release cycle, in the first alpha release, I think. And then you can request to sync or merge the packages when the Debian import freeze get in time. And I have found that a better way to get new packages into Debian is joining a Debian packaging team. Right now I am part of the Python applications packaging team, and well, I've been interacting with the team to get the package I maintain in the Debian archives. And it's, well, I think when I started to collaborate to Debian, I thought that it's gonna be hard, partly because, well, there is always we will talk about it later, there is always the idea that we have an intricate relationship. But joining a packaging team is the best way, I think. And like I say, we have to kill the troll. And because there's still people thinking that Debian and Ubuntu have a stormy relationship, a very strong relationship. And that is not the case. There are, well, we have a Spanish audience now. We can start again? Well, okay, thank you. Bueno, I will continue in Spanish for the new audience. Bueno, como les decía, en la cuestión de colaborar con Ubuntu y Debian, hay que matar al troll. Tenemos que quitar esa idea de que Ubuntu y Debian tienen una relación tormentosa. Eso no es el caso. Y bien, Benjamin Hill ha hecho o ha escrito un artículo que se llama To Fork or not to Fork, lecciones aprendidas de Ubuntu y Debian, en el que trata muy exhaustivamente cómo surge esta relación entre Ubuntu y Debian y cómo se ha logrado manejar esa tarea de colaboración. Entonces les recomiendo mucho leer ese artículo. Y bueno, la verdad es que eso es lo que yo les tenía preparado para hoy. Quería dejar bastante espacio para preguntas o para la siguiente charla. Entonces no sé si tienen preguntas. La mayoría creo que estuvo un poquito tarde. Well, well, I have this time for questions and I don't know if you have any. Sí, está encendido. No.
Ahí. Ahí sí. Ok. No, pues interesante porque yo siempre pensé.
Acércate más.
Yo siempre pensé, ahí. Yo siempre pensé que para que los paquetes nuevos estuvieran en Ubuntu, yo pensaba que siempre tenían que estar en Ubuntu primero y hasta después ir a Debian. Y lo que explicaste es que en realidad es el proceso contrario.
Sí.
Van primero a Debian y luego Ubuntu decide incluirlo.
Sí. Bueno, mira, yo me he visto dos veces en el caso de subir un paquete a Debian, una actualización de un paquete. O sea, hay una nueva versión upstream. Entonces la empaqueté para Debian. Hice la solicitud de, porque bueno, yo no soy Debian maintainer ni Debian developer, entonces necesito un sponsor para poder subir mis paquetes a Debian. Y a veces sucede que haces la solicitud pero pasa mucho tiempo y no te responden. Entonces ahí sí vos podés decir, solicitar ayuda pues en Ubuntu y decir, mira, yo tengo mi paquete, aquí está el enlace al reporte del book donde solicité el sponsorship, y ya lleva 6 meses, 8 meses ahí y no pasa nada. Entonces quiero subirlo directamente a Ubuntu. Entonces ahí surge una, bueno, lo que le llaman divergencia, ¿no? Si tenés un paquete, bueno, los paquetes en Debian casi siempre la versión tiene la versión upstream, -1, -2, -3, y en Ubuntu sucede que está versión upstream, -versión Debian, y después dicen Ubuntu algo. Entonces, los paquetes que dicen Ubuntu algo son los que se modificaron en Ubuntu. Pero actualmente ya es menor esa cantidad, pues porque la comunidad ha trabajado mucho en que todo pase directamente por Debian.
Y otra pregunta es que, o sea, te enfocaste bastante en lo que eran paquetes.
Sí.
¿Otro tipo de colaboraciones se pueden hacer desde otras distribuciones, desde otros sistemas operativos? Yo creo que no hay o la comunidad de Debian sí tiene una limitante, que si vas a cooperar en traducciones tenés que usar Debian, si vas a cooperar en...
Bueno, mira, yo no he trabajado mucho, no he aportado mucho en esa línea de traducciones o de algún otro, escribir documentación, por ejemplo, nunca me he metido a eso, pues yo he estado mucho en lo que es empaquetado. Pero no conozco cómo es el método. Tal vez en la charla que hay de traducción podemos ver eso. Porque incluso yo me he preguntado lo mismo. ¿Qué pasa con las traducciones que vos haces en Ubuntu? ¿Se suben a Debian o pasan directamente a upstream? No estoy seguro y no te sabría.
Sí, porque ya sabemos que las traducciones en Ubuntu es una plataforma web. Mientras que
sí.
Yo sé que es por archivos POI con sistema de control de versiones. Bueno,
sí, eso. Entonces no... Bueno... Si no hay más preguntas, no sé. I wouldn't have questions left. Oh, I think that's it. Thank you. Muchas gracias.